Blog Talk Radio. brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, High Priest, Sema, Bob Turi, Anu. What's going on, brothers and sisters? All right. I've been keeping watch on our sun and keeping watch on our galaxy. And we told you all a couple of days ago that the energy that this powerful, what we call the great celestial event or the colossal celestial event, it is, we told you guys that it was around our sun. And it is. And our sun has been hyperactive because it is reacting to this energy. I'm watching like Wages World and other areas. What I need to do is go ahead and link into NASA's site so that I can keep watch on everything myself. But our sun, our galactic sun, went full halo a couple days ago. And there was some very, very powerful energy that was sent directly to our planet. They saying that it was a class M5 flare that came from the sun, and it created the halo itself, and the burst of the full halo caused a shockwave to instantly go throughout the entire solar system. Okay? That halo just went whoop, caused a shockwave to go throughout the entire solar system. Last night, yesterday, around 2 a.m., because I was at work, I had just came out of the locker room, and I was going to the cafeteria area, and my body just got extremely hot, and I didn't know why. I said, something just happened. You know, I'm conscientious of the energy, but, you know, because I was at work, you know, and then I was having such a busy night, I really didn't tune into what happened, but I did find out that our sun went full halo. And that full halo sent that shockwave throughout the entire solar system. And it ended up, you know, that shockwave ended up, you know, some say they ended up in the ionosphere. I felt it. I don't know if you all felt it. So what we are expecting now is a class M5 solar flare, which that's like really high, and with this is wonderful. This energy is just now touching our galactic sun, but it has not engulfed our galactic sun. And we will know when it engulfs our galactic sun because our sun will be sending out major flares, CMEs. Plasma discharge will be coming from the sun, and it will be almost at a constant basis, all right? And which means that the first planet that will be touched is Mercury. And Mercury, then Venus, and it'll be Mercury, planet, oh my goodness, I forget the planet. Planet Corsica, Mercury, Corsica, Venus, I can't remember the other planet. Oh my goodness. I used to know all the planets at one point. But all those planets around Mercury will be affected as well. The energy is gravitating towards the other side of the universe. So all the planets that are behind us, they're going to also in and be affected by this energy. I'm trying to get my words together, brother sister. So just bear with me because this energy is too extremely heavy. Yesterday when I woke up from my nap, you know, when I take a nap, and then I had to pick my daughter up, and I had like a really bad migraine, and it was like my head was just throbbing. And then the supervisor said, you know, and this supervisor, you know, she's a white woman, and she's like, you know, she had a migraine. And then there was a couple other people that said they had a migraine yesterday around, it would have been around 5 or 6. They said they had a migraine, felt like their head was just throbbing, like their head was pulsating. And I was like, okay, so this is that energy. So, yes, that energy is here, brothers and sisters. It is here. So, you know, the key in this is for us to prepare ourselves, because when this energy gets here, we're going to be coming one with it. Right now, these inorganic beings have it snowing. They're trying to get it snowing, and of course the snow is whatever the stuff is, what they call snow. It's not sticking to the ground, but air is cool, which is a nice thing, and they've got the skies covered. You know, my halo is like up and running right now. I mean, the whole back of my neck, my upper back, you know, the top of the back is where your halo is. And my halo is like full throttle. These white folk at work been looking at me like really strange, like, who are you? You know, and then they have to look at me real hard, and then they see me and they say, oh, that's you. And I'm like, why are they saying, oh, that's me? And then I realized my halo was fully operational, because a lot of them were taking double looks at me. And I'm like, y'all see me every fucking day. But then I realized that, you know, my halo was, you know, in full power, and it still is right now. So just understand that this energy that's here is going to cause a shift in everything. I'm going to have to do a little time traveling when I get home and see what is going to be taking place. Because a lot is about to take place, brother. Really, a lot is about to take place, and I'm going to tell you this right here: it's not going to be nice. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be deadly. It's going to be catastrophic. I mean, it's going to be all that. All right, but this is, you know, this is what's taking place, and we're going to think what it is. And we're going to be all right. I don't know about any other species on the planet, but I know me and my kinfolk will be just fine. We'll be all right. Okay, so this one, you know, passes on to you guys. If our sun is active and the energy that's around us, that's coming into our solar system, this energy that comes from behind the sun, it is now touching the sun. And like we said, we're going to see some hyperactive energies coming from our sun. We're going to see some very, very hyperactive energies. So, you know, you guys keep your eyes on the sun. You know, these so many folk alike, you know, I'm watching this war in Russia, and I'm watching the gas crisis, and I'm like, you know, I'm watching the sun. You know, that's what I'm watching, because, you know, that's the most important thing that we really need to keep our eyes on. You know, our ancestors always told us, you know, keep your mind on heavenly things. What do you mean heavenly things? What do you mean keep your mind on heavenly things? Our ancestors were always telling us that, because they was like, you know, you need to watch the heavens. Watch what happens in the heavens, because whatever happens in the heavens affects everything on the planet. Every, you know, so that's why you keep your mind on heavenly things. You always got to watch the heavens. You know, so just because these inorganic beings have the sky blocked off or whatever, doesn't mean that you can't link into their satellites, because satellites are also for public use as well. You can link into their satellites and look into the videos and keep watch, you know, on what's going on around us. You know, you see Gina Marie Colvin here, she's doing it. You see Mr. BBB33, he's doing it. You got suspicious observers, they're doing it. You got Wages World, he's doing it. I mean, you got so many different other avenues, and they're watching the sun. You know, they're watching the sun because they are afraid of what's going to come from the sun. We should be watching the sun because we should be preparing ourselves to become that energy and power that the sun is releasing. All right, so, you know, there's so many different, you know, things that we've got to focus on. But when this energy does come, it's going to fuck a lot of shit up. You know, I'm going to be straight up honest with y'all. This energy is going to fuck a lot of shit up. This energy is going to make things, you know, make serpents cry. And, you know, these energetic beings think that they're going to have circuits stored away in lid containers somewhere. All right, and this is their mentality. They have the circuits on computer chips, not circuits, but computer chips stored away in lid containers somewhere. It's underground somewhere. And they said, this is what they say. They say that when this energy gets here, it's going to fry the computer chips in the cars and on the surface, but when they have the computer chips hidden, that they will be all right. Let me tell you something. This energy that's coming is going to engulf the entire planet from the surface all the way down to the core, all the way down to inner Earth. All right? This energy is going to be everywhere. This energy is going to engulf the entire planet. Hold on here. Okay. Yeah, so this energy is going to engulf the entire planet. And we're going to see it in full action, as well as this energy is going to leak into our bodies and bring us into a totally different perspective of life. So I'm just passing this on to you all. I mean, you know, just understand that everything is getting ready to shift and change, and just keep your eyes on the heavens. Like I said, don't worry about Russia, because that's not really happening. There is a cosmic war going on over there. All right, you have the Anunnaki and Sumerians. Their ships are coming down, and they're fighting against Ukraine and Russia and other places that's not being disclosed. And like we said, these other countries are not really going over there to fight, all right, because they know what's going on and they don't want to be in the place where their military will be destroyed. They know what's going on, all right. They're no fools, all right. You know, there's this brother in the city here in Detroit, and he was like, oh, I'll go over there and fight and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I'm like, why would you go over there and fight for what? He said, I'll fight for America. You're going to fight for what? When we have our counterpart kindreds over in Africa, you know, they're saying, this is not our fight. We're not going over there because, you know, they even had these Westerners going after the brothers and sisters in Africa. If they want to go fight with Ukraine and Russia, they said, that's not our fight. So we're not going over there. We don't want anything to do with it. It's not our fight, but it's a cosmic war that's going on over there, and many don't know about it. The footage that you were seeing with this war, so-called war, goes back about 30 years. That footage goes is from like 30 years ago when Ukraine and Russia was really fighting, but now they're not fighting. Like we posted on the YouTube community channel, you got these Ukrainians all together in front of a jet holding up their flag. Coming, their flag is going to be going up in space. Shouldn't they be somewhere taking cover? All right. Shouldn't they be somewhere taking cover and say, hey, we get ready, you know, we're going to get blown up by Russia? No, that's not happening because that war is not real. You know, they show you all the time that war is not real. So just watch, keep your eyes on the heavens. That's the main thing that you can do right now. And stay focused on everything that's going on around us, okay? Because we're getting ready to see a definite change in everything in our entire life. Okay, brothers and sisters? I pass this message on to you. I hope you understand, overstand everything that's been said. All right. Sorry if I babbled a little bit. Just trying to get my words together. You know the deal. All power to the most sacred celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign through forever and ever and ever. All right. And, you know, chaos brings change, not peace.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Brother, sister, this is Mr. MG, Brother Wisdom, you sworn on God. All right, I need you guys to understand the magnitude of and the importance of our return, right? These inorganic beings, you know, on our planet, they have this idea that they can stop the process of us returning into full power and balance with nature and our planet. Because, you know, they're literally trying to get time. That's why they want time. So that they can continue to live just a little longer the way they live it and keep doing a little bit more than what they're doing, all right? It's like, you know, inch by inch. Let's just see what we can do. Let's see how far we can go. And now they're realizing that where they're going and what they're doing is against the balance of everything. But do they care? No, they don't care. Because they're designed, and it's within their design to be in this manner. I mean, they were created directly, you know, to be who they are right now. All right? They're designed to be directly who they are. So understand the magnitude of our return and then the importance, because our return regulates the balance of everything on the planet. That's why, you know, we talked about building and creating and opening up your mind and becoming more powerful and looking, seeking to yourself and opening up those geometrical gateways within you and, you know, everything that you've been learning. You know, worshiping yourself, praising yourself, giving yourself. Generating energy, you know, becoming a more powerful voice for nature, you know, being wanting to be on the defense of your own, you know, this is like it's so much. It's so much that we, as the original, can do, and these inorganic beings know who we are, what we can do, where we can go. You know, they know so much. And you got to understand the magnitude of our return, because our return also allows the distribution of certain balances back into the galaxy. All right? Things are out of balance because the atoms are out of balance. Remember, we are the atom, we are the atomic structure of the planet. We are the ones, the energies from our bodies are the whole baseline, the whole baseline scope of so much balances that's happening on the planet. So because we have awakened all these energies and everything that belongs to us is now returning to us. What we thought was so far away is now extremely close. All right? Now, let me explain to you this right here. You know, our return is something that's precious. All right?
My precious!
Yes. We get back my precious, which is that energy, that power that belongs to us. Our return is so precious. And it's so powerful that at the brink of our return to full power on our planet, because this is our planet, not these white folks' planet. I'm going to tell you right now, this is our planet. You know, they have no basis here. They have nothing here to show that distributes anything to them but death. I mean, that's just the way it is. But at the return of our full power, when we literally return to full power, the mountains will groan and moan, and it will be heard all over the world. And those mountains are nothing but the carcasses of once-lived titans. And they will moan, and they will groan, and they will celebrate our return. The oceans will rise. The plasma all over the planet will become even more powerful. At our return, understand the magnitude. So many different areas of the planet are dependent upon us. All right? And that's why it's important for us to be in our level of consciousness, our level of strength, our level of cosmic knowledge, you know, planetary knowledge, universal knowledge, you know, it's important. Ancestral knowledge, you know, the energies that belong to us, you know, it goes far and wide. So we have to understand that, understand, brothers and sisters, that our return is extremely important. Alright? Our return is extremely important, and these inorganic beings here on the planet knows of the importance of us coming back into full energy and power, coming into the scope of this spectrum of energy. Alright? Understand that. Alright? So our return literally reshapes everything on the planet. This recalibrates everyone. Every one of us, every one of our brothers and sisters who are sick and ill, you're going to see their return. You're going to see them get up and walk away at the return of this energy. And we are going to be the source of it, because we are the atomic structure of the planet. We are the atoms, the energies, the powers within everything that defines everything here on the planet. Understand who we are. Alright? And understand that our enemies know who we are. You have somebody so powerful, the most that you can do is try to keep that power at bay. Just try to control that power. Just try to rule over that power. Try to, you know, this is what they're doing. They want to rule over us. They want to control us. They want to handle this energy that we have. They want to be the rulers of this energy, this power. This is why they call themselves creating laws and all kind of other, hold on here. All right, I'm back. That's why they call themselves trying to create all kind of laws and rules and want to reshape our minds. That's the whole point, to reshape the minds of the primordial beings while they are asleep, so that when they awaken, they won't know who they are, and we can possibly have control of their bodies when they awaken, and we can make them our, what, slaves, our powers of power. This is the mindset. You know, I've already tapped into their mindset. I've tapped into their little meetings or whatever they had, their conferences. They have private conferences. I've tapped in so many of their conferences. You know, so they have this idea that upon our awakening, they can control us by funneling into our spirit and mind the garbage that they want us to hear. But see, it doesn't work that way. See, it doesn't work that way. It works in the way that, hey, you're the most powerful people on the planet. You're the most powerful beings on the planet. And we respect that. It's not like that. They don't respect that. They have no respect whatsoever for us. They want to use us. This is why they have us wanting to kill each other. They use their pharmaceuticals to try to dumb us down, to dumb down the energy within us. They use so many different methods so that they can, for the thoughts that they can use us at their will. That's why they finally made this announcement. Say, oh yeah, you know, we don't have any gold or anything, but you know, we're using melanin. Yes, we're using melanin to create our computer programs and our devices. Yes, we're using melanin. They're just that bold. They come out just that bold and tell us, hey, you know, we're using your bodies. All right? So you have to understand that they have an idea of the importance of our return. Our bodies are nothing but living tissue organs of pure cosmic power. All right? Our bodies are nothing but living tissue organs of pure cosmic power. There is no other being on the planet like us. So you have to understand the magnitude of our return. Our return is extremely, extremely important, brothers and sisters. So you continue to worship yourself. You continue to build. Open up the designs. You know, you remember what we talking about, the butterfly effect. You might think that this little thing that you're making is just small and it might can't do anything. Guess what? It's doing something. I remember the extremely powerful energy comes out of some of the smallest things. You remember watching that movie Men in Black, and when Will Smith had picked up that little teeny tiny gun and the other agent, he said, be careful with that. He said, oh, it's just a little teeny tiny gun. He says, be careful with that. You know, big stuff come out of small packages. And he pulled the trigger of that thing, and it literally flatlined him on his back. All right? So understand that sometimes extremely powerful energies can come out of small things. All right? So you continue to build. You know, I make big things. That's what I do. I make big things. You brothers and sisters who have the ability to make big things, you make big things. I'm going to post what I'm doing very soon. All right, on my project. You know, I'm working on a project. Like I said, I just don't tell you guys to do projects and not doing it myself. I'm working on a project. I will show you guys very soon. All right, I don't want to be premature in it, but understand the magnitude of our return. The entire galaxy awaits us. We are the roots. We are the roots. Because our planet is the energy of the galaxy. That's why we say if our planet falls, the entire galaxy falls. So now that we are rising, guess what? The galaxy is becoming stronger. All right? Even our galactic sun is becoming stronger. So I pass this on to you, brothers and sisters. I hope you guys understand, overstand the magnitude of our return. This is extremely, extremely powerful. There's no greater return than our return. All right, brothers and sisters. I pass this on to you. I'm waiting on my daughter. Come out of school. That's just a social club for them, believe me. This the school system, I mean, they're not teaching them anything. It's just a social club, and they, you know, they like hanging out and getting with their friends and doing all kind of things or whatever and talking after school or whatever. So, you know, that's how I see it, as a social club, you know. In the meantime, I teach my children everything that they need to know. All right? But understand the magnitude of our return. Our return will literally cause the carcasses of the Titans to groan and moan. They will celebrate our return as well. Get ready, brothers and sisters. All right? This is the magnitude and the importance of our return. All right? I got to go, brothers and sisters. You know the deal. All power to the most sacred celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change, not peace. Chaos is a return. Much power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Shout out to our PR person, Sylvia. Shout out to you, Sylvia. Sylvia, she's awesome. I love, love, love that show commercial. It just has so much spaz and beat to it. So welcome, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Royalty, royalty, royalty to the world as we are rising, right? Many of us thought that it could never happen. You know, we thought that it could never happen, but here we are. So royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody, guys. Today is going to be another exciting day. This is going to be a part two to the first podcast that myself, Mark, and Eternal had conducted a few weeks ago. About a month or two ago, something like that. But the importance of frequency. How do you understand frequency? How do you understand frequency? And especially in our now, frequency, magnetism, vibration, you know, is going to be very important, you guys. What frequency are you on? You know, is your subconscious mind on the 3D frequency? And just to let you guys know, there is no right or wrong as far as the frequency in which we vibrate in or on. It's just that it's key to be aware. You know what I'm saying? So if we're choosing to be on a certain type of frequency, why are we choosing to be on a certain type of frequency? And a lot of times it's because we need certain frequencies in order to gain certain wisdom, in order to catapult and, you know, usher us into wherever we're going or whatever our sole purpose may be. You know, so the importance of magnetism and frequency, part two, with I brought my brother Mark on. Because he is a producer, right? He's a producer, guys, and he knows about sound. He knows about frequency. He knows about these things. You know what I'm saying? So with just kind of a brief introduction into that, not getting into the show because we still got to bring everybody on, but Mark, peace and royalty to you. How are you this rising? And, yeah, what's going on?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Okay, yeah. Glad to be here, share some more information. And I think it's kind of cool how you brought up the Ukraine, and we're talking about frequency and energy, so I had to bring out another one of my books and stuff to where a lot of people don't know really what's going on. I remember a few years ago they were having an incident around the same area, I think in Crimea or whatnot, but this is about 6-7 years ago, but like when they have a lot of these staged events, it's because they find stuff. Now, in that area, what you call Russia, Mongolia, China, that used to be what you would call like the helm of the totalitarian empire, which once again was us. And here's another secret. When you hear the term Aryans, that was us. We were the Aryans, the Rastafarians, the Sumerians, the Tartarians, the Barbarians. That's all us. Even down to the, when you get to the science of breath and sciences, we were the first vegetarians, breatharians, and the etherians. That's all us.
Yep. Us
and in dealing with, and in dealing with that, part of Russia, Ukraine, all that area, which part of that area was known as Tartary, we have a lot of our old technology buildings, like a lot of those things, like when you see in St. Petersburg, all those spiral dome buildings, that's Tartarian structures that you see by us. All that Gothic stuff, that's us that we use. We built specifically to capture solar energy and to harness energy on the Earth's magnetic grid. Like, all these three little portions, the Tartarians created star forts and star cities as a vibrational frequency ecosystem to provide a sense of joy and harmony amongst the community. The star cities are their own self-contained environment. Star forts are structures that are built within the sacred geometry patterns that represent the cosmos metaphysically or symbolically, a microcosm of the universe.
Star
and then
forts.
We get into our
We're going to have to come back to that one, Mark.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
so everything we
port,
did,
yeah. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh yeah, with the Star Force, basically, with the Star Force and things like that, we were built some in like they said in a geometric manner, to where if you flew above them, you would see shapes and they'll look. In some cases, I would say similar to maybe like snowflakes when you fly above the fort or the city, you would see its layout. And like in the cathedrals, those were healing centers. We had healing gardens that were built geometrically. We did everything for a purpose mathematically so we could harness that frequency. Like if you talk to any studio engineer, the first thing they're going to tell you is you're going to have to learn math. If you don't know math, you cannot mix down a song. You cannot mix down a track. You have to understand things like frequency, hertz, resonation, compression, oscillation, the vibration and the wave of the sound wave, which when you get into physics and metaphysics and quantum physics, you know that, in a sense, the spiritual realm runs on the wave form while this world in the hologram comes to particle, but the wave has to form into the particle.
All right. You got to know math. So understanding math, the sacred geometry. Let's go ahead and bring in eternal frequency and magnetism, and pretty much, you know, in our now with everything going on, and what is your spin on, you know, sacred geometry and all that, and we'll bring eternal in, and then Mark we'll kind of do a recap from last show, and then I think it's a few key points you wanted to bring up in this podcast too. So eternal royalty, on to you. Royal Rising, how are you feeling this morning?
Greetings, brother. How are you?
Greetings. I'm going great. Feeling refreshed.
Word. That's great. I'm feeling great too, bro. Energetic-wise, you know, I feel like there's a lot going on as far as the energy. And the energy is starting to pick up. So I'm seeing that as well. even for our time frame of how, you know, we're moving inward and outward, upward and downward, whether it's what we were now speaking about, how our senses versus the first trimester, the second trimester, the third trimester, we're actually tapping into the frequencies of behavior and our tendencies behind it, whether it's dysfunction or it got the emotion towards it, you know. Now, how do we utilize it? It's basically how the body basically does the breakdown. We have fire, we have earth, we have air, and we have our rain. And the rain basically is the four into the three. And what I mean by that, your frequencies are based off of your elements. And you got four basic elements, your fire, and your rain. Being that you have four of those basic frequencies, you're able to tap into a spiritual connection, which that taps into what we call the melanin. The melanin gives you more of an etheric way of looking at things, like a sixth ether. However, you can't get the sixth ether till you have a physical body. So that's why the etheric body will be like kind of like basically saying your fifth body, connecting to how you now can astral body. You got astral traveling, you got cosmic traveling, and you got galactic traveling. Now, of course, you can't get to cosmic until you learn what universal is, and I didn't explain that. So to have a universal way of living, a universal way of thinking, your universal way of thoughts, this is what a seven and the eight heaven becomes. You know, you got seven chakras. So out of that, there are body parts into your chakras that also align you to, like what we say glands are. You know, you got your sweat glands, your immune gland, your endocrine. All of these glands basically are going to help you align the body into what we call the five into the seven. So basically I'm saying you can do 5 plus 7 and you get 12. And you can also do 5 times 7, and you get 35. Now, this 35 is a basic, an awakening, just like how to say from 25 to 35. At 25, you did something different, way different from what you're doing at 35. So you're learning your frequencies as they develop itself. Now, of course, you're not going to pay attention to it unless you're, you know, really looking at it. Let's say from a 7 in age or 7 days aspect, your 7 days, your 7 rays, all of these become a part of your frequency. So just like your brain, you have to lay down and get up at a certain point in your time frame of how your frequencies are being ran or turned off or turned on or ready to be turned on, even though it might be not enough charge in it. That's where the crystals, the sugar, the salt, how much are we really eating? Because sugar is salt, and salt is sugar. So how much is it really are we, like, putting in what we call cellulose salt into our livid versus diet? Like the brother said, Rasta, once you become a god, or Ras, that means a god head, you start to learn from the head to the feet what's going to help you before you feel what we call defeated. Now, you're going to lay down because your frequencies are, you know, jammed up or, you know, out of whack. So what I was telling the brother earlier, I said with a computer, you can restart it. However, even with a computer, if the glitches start to happen, you have to rewire it. So now in the rewiring, that's where the 8 gigs, I know have, you know, you probably done it. Your phone, you press that button and say, nope, I don't accept the app that's coming in or the new upgrade that's coming to my phone. Yet eventually, when you turn this phone off and turn it back on, it's going to reset. And then eventually, you're not even going to have a choice. It's going to rewire itself. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't rewire that. But it was like a button that they felt like you needed to have the access to do the rewiring itself. However, if you don't, it will rewire itself. That's why the brother was speaking earlier about, don't worry about these computers jamming down and going to a failure. Yet, there are going to be other computers, because why? We started computers. We created computers the same time we created ourselves. So to see ourselves like a computer, and to see a computer go out is like seeing Stockholm syndrome. You know, seeing the time of who's passing away. Oh, I don't want him to pass away. No, his time is up. His time been up. You're seeing how foreign he belongs on this land. He's foreign to this land. Everywhere he goes, he looks foreign to it. So he needs that Batman insignia and all of that to make him feel like he's my eye. When that's not my eye, you play in the Dark Knight. We the Dark Knight. The only Dark Knight we know is us. Now, if you really go into it, like y'all was getting ready to start with the map, start to go to where we go into exotic map, and you see how life frequencies, we have land grids on the earth. They're called the motherships. The mothership's been on the earth. So when the brother was speaking earlier about a wah, you're going to start to hear that when you get in a deeper meditational mode. But yet, you got to go in, though. You can't just be willy-nilly walking around here thinking, oh, everything's peaches and cream, when it really probably isn't. And someone's using that energy off of you as if that's peaches and cream. And that shouldn't be how you should be feeling, you know. When you're feeling all that low energy, and you're like, man, why do I feel so low? It's the grid you're walking on, bro. It's the grid you're walking on, sister. You're going to have to get off that grid for a second, ground yourself in a different environment, and then check it out. It's just like this. If you ate something and you feel an allergic reaction to it, don't keep eating it. Your body already telling you, I'm going to throw it up. So how long are you going to keep doing it, you know? Your body tells you when you're going to throw up. It lets you know you're getting some extra saliva in your mouth before you're like, blah, I don't know what happened. No, you knew what happened. Your frequencies was out of whack. So when we're looking at frequencies, you got to look at it from a mental, a spiritual, and a physical. Now, I can't say looking at the map is not important. You got to know where you're going. You got to know where you came from. And then let's say you do want to go on vacation, you got to know that destination so that your imagination can kick in. You got to have a destination point. You know what I mean? So when you do that, you're like the night crawler. That's why the night crawl and the crawler, Anansi, the whole connection to Shaka and Shanti and Shanta, Anansi, the Anansi spider, the nanny, all that's connected to the eight leg, the octagon, the odd wave of energy. So when we're using the crawl ability, you're on the wall ability just as much as you can crawl on the wall ability. That means you're not only a four flat platform, you the eight octagon in energy. So when you throw odd waves, like how we can speak, we go to the arachnid of thought. We go higher than the arch that's within it. You know what I mean? But we bounce back off of it because that's where the echoes come from. That's why it's important to know four. That's why it's important to know your fear first. You might be fearing it, but then when you put a mirror in front of you, are you facing your fears or are you running from it? You see what I'm saying? And it's in time you're going to hear the echo from it, right? That's that big giant, but that giant is you. So now, do you walk like a giant, things down abruptly and destroy things? Or do you walk with precision so no one will see you even though you a giant? That's the shadow. So when we're looking at how to use your cloak and dagger, these comic books have been put in front of us. However, it was to give you a sharper tune to yourself. Now, that's only if you know how to tone yourself, though, because you could be just animated as the cartoon being put in front of you, and you wouldn't know the difference. So that's why it's important for you to know gray. Gray is like the highest magic frequency that's in there that could mess up anything. It can mess up a good person to turn them a bad person. A bad person to turn into a good person. That's why it's important to learn the gray. That's why it's important to learn your children. Your children is in the gray. They got the most gray matter than anybody. They got the most imagination than anybody. So to change the frequency is very minute. Not to change it. However, because of how society is, propaganda and everything, they persuade it. So now is the power of persuasion or the power of suggestion is in our position. Now, if we could work this better, because some people say, oh, you got manipulation over people. No. And then some people say, oh, you got charm over people. People. No. It's of what they feel from you causes you to either have a charm or it becomes a manipulation. Now, it's the intent of how your emotions are either blind. So now, let's go through that. The first chakra is your root. So now that deals with your dyslexia. Now, when people say you're dyslexic, here's that mirror I was talking about. Like, no, what they might be saying. You might have said, man, I'm happy today. But they look at you and they like, this world looks crazy, and you talking about you happy. Oh, you dyslexic. You're like, wait a minute, what does that got to do with it? Because you're looking at it in the opposition of what's going on. Even when you're looking at the paper and it says 2461, you put 1462. You put it down, it's just in a mirror effect. If you got someone in front of you and they say, put your left hand up, and you put up your right, it's only because you're looking in a mirror effect. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Yet they want to change your frequency up and say, oh, you're a challenge to society because you look at it differently. That's why it's important to learn your root chakra. That's going to help your first frequency, right? Because it's dealing with your reproduction and your foundation, grounding in the physical plane. So that means because your body is here doesn't mean your mind is here or your spirit is here, okay? All right, so now your second chakra is your sacral chakra. That's dealing with your kidneys. Okay, now we're going into your body parts. We're talking about the kidneys. You know you got to clean that kidney out every day. If not, you blocking it in with stones. Now, how do you do that? By the leaky gut. What you eating is important. How that blood circulation goes through you is important. If you look at melanin, now you know why it's called frequency in the first place. You can't think quick enough like I'm doing right now. You might have to slow down to get all of this. You might have to even record this so you can get everything I'm saying. However, it's not even about the speed. It's not even about the accuracy. It's about how important you want to do this. That's why it's called sacral for your second chakra. And it's because of what? Colds that can get into you. It's dealing with your spleen. It's dealing with your creativity side. How creative are you or not? This is dealing with your life force. If you don't have enough life force, it's probably because you're giving it out and you're wasting it. And how do you waste it? Through your energy. And what energy would you put out? Sex. So if you're putting out too much sex, that's not good either. You're not looking for sex. You're looking for sensuality. How do you get to your senses? It's through your sensual, not through your sex. People say, I got to communicate through you by sexually touching you. You don't have to sexually. That might turn me off. I might need a sensual touch, not a sexual touch. Because, see, sometimes when you think about it, people done got raped at a young age. So if you got raped at a young age, your sense for sex is going to be a little bit duller than the average. So you're not going to be like, oh, you just touch me all any old kind of way, and oh, I'm sexually turned on. No, I might be thinking you're trying to rape me. So now, mentally, you have to look at this deeper than an average bear, as they call it, because you're bearing your truth right now. Your third chakra is your navel. This is how you get to your frequency. See, the average person can only eat and have sex. You can't get to the navel yet because you don't know nothing else but eating and having sex and laying down to eat and have sex again. So you have to learn your navel. What is your navel? Dealing with your stomach. Your liver. Man, if you don't have a good liver, and that's greens. Everything you're dealing with in the greens department. That liver has to be big and healthy. Otherwise, it'll shrink up like a stone. That's why stones are important. Learn about leaky gut since the 1940s. They've been showing us since the, and that's the whole reason why they're showing you Ukraine. They're showing you how technology is the reverse engineering of technology. So if your technology going away, your advanced intelligence is also going away. So you better keep on what you're doing on the focus of how you get your better on the discipline of yourself before everything else shut down like you. That's why they're showing you outside like inside. Navel. That sounds like military, don't it? That's your navel chakra. This is your stomach, your liver, and your pancreas. This is where your body's battery. This is your body's battery. We're talking about Solomon and Solar. This is where the third chakra is at. It's talking about your battery in your body. So now that's talking about how you store all your vital energy. That's your lower intuition. Notice I ain't say higher intuition. I said your lower intuition. And that's your gut instinct. Now, of course you get a gut instinct about something. And, of course, you might react to it. Now, is it necessary to react every time you get a gut instinct, though? not all the time, but, you know, we sometimes
yeah,
we do.
Okay, not all the time. Now, it depends on how your present work with your past. Your past work with your present. If your present is too much outweighing your past, then it's your past that's, I mean, it's your present that's keeping you in your present and not the past. If it's your past is outweighing too much of your present, then your past is outweighing your present, and now you can't be present. So you have to be mindful of how you're balancing out your gut so-called instinct, because certain things, you can just make it happen. Like, oh, one day you're going to cheat on me. Well, guess what? That day will come. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be together. Okay, that day will come. Afraid that I'm going to lose my job. Okay, that day will come.
Yeah.
You're creating your gut instincts, all right? So, y'all, whoever's doing that, stop it. You're doing too much of that. That when that happens, sit your tail down somewhere, like mama say, you better go and sit yourself down somewhere. Go and sit down, ground yourself, because you're just doing a little bit too much now. It might be that food you had. So now switch up on the food. Maybe once you switch up on the food, if it changed, then good. If it didn't, then okay, maybe it is going to happen. I'm not saying the things that you are feeling not going to happen. It can happen. I just, what I would love for you to do is weigh your pros and your cons better before you start saying it's going to happen, because you're creating it to happen just as much. This is just like the pendulum swinging, and you're saying, oh, does this man love me? And then you say, does he really love me or not? You're asking the same question, and now the pendulum is going to give you the same answer, because now you are manipulating the pendulum, and you shouldn't be doing it. Once you got an answer, keep moving on. Go on to the next thing, all right? So the third chakra, like I said, is your navel. Your fourth chakra is where your heart is at. See, this is where your emotions at. Most people are already saying, you're so emotional. First of all, your first, your second, and your third chakra has nothing to do with your emotion yet. Your emotion is in your fourth chakra. So if you're in your fourth chakra, you're dealing with your lungs, your heart, your lymph nodes. And this is where the center of your love for self has to start first, right? Then others. And now God. See how I said that? You would think God be first, wouldn't it? You think you need to put God first. Yeah.
As we were talking.
But notice up here, they got God last. Because God is already in you, basically. So why would you have to look for God when God is already there? That's like an oxymoron in itself. So now,
right.
if you are in the center of the love for yourself, which is that God energy, and then you're saying, okay, now I can do this for others, right? And now I can give it back to the energy they even call God, because they don't know who God is. Watch we put the gods together, though. So now that's the emotional balance. That's what emotional balance will do for your frequency. It will open the four fire, earth, air, rain. Of your fire, earth, your fire, your eyes, the earth, your nose, the air, your ears, your mouth, as your rain, your first fear, yourself. Once you're able to now say anything that's coming out of your mouth, because that's not what you want to do anyway, you want to now be into your throat chakra, where your thyroid is at, your parathyroid gland, your balance of the yin and the yang. And this is dealing with communication. So that's why I say you don't want to say just anything out your mouth. You might want to have an S with a peak out your mouth on certain things. Then you might want to just keep it a little low. You don't want to go too high, because people, you know, not everybody likes flying. Some people like being on the ground the whole time. So now, how do you get into the sixth chakra? Well, you got to be more aware. And why? Because of the communication. And then the emotional balance. And then because of your lower intuitions, you got a higher intuition now that can kick in through your communication of how your awareness to their spiritual side. Why? Because of the endocrine gland, your nervous system, very important, and your meditative side. So now you got to be more meditative so you can get your spiritual. And now that your spiritual is connected, you're now in that awareness. Not from the first instinct that you said, oh, my gut instinct told me it wasn't your spiritual side yet. That was just your physical side kicking in. Now your spiritual side can kick in. So that's why I said go on. Get a pro and a con. Balance it out first before you hit it. To where you don't know. And you're like, I don't care. I'm just go ahead and go for my first thought. Well, sometimes the first is good. Sometimes it's not. This is how you know it's not. When you have your third eye open, because that's your third shot. Your third eye is like it's connected to your third chakra, but it's not saying that, even though it's the third eye chakra. That means you got three eyes open, not two, not one, and not cyclops. They called it cyclops in the back in the day. So that's why you didn't think of this giant being able to see through his first eye, which they call three eyes. Separated, it sounds like a folklore. This is why when we talk about frequencies, we might get so far into it that we even ourselves separate the one from the two and the two, three, and then we don't even see what three is because we thought it was only one. When that's where your crown chakra is basically at, your metabolism, your RNA, your DNA. Now, what I mean by your RNA and your DNA, for those who aren't familiar with it, turn your hand to the palm of your hand to your face. That's your RNA. Turn your hand over the backside. That's your DNA. So when they stop you, look at 21 Bridges, Chadwick Baldwin. He actually is a forensic cat. He's doing the DNA. He's doing it. They call him the DNA forensic science. So why was he doing that? So that is your motive towards your melanin, your frequency. Why would you kill somebody? They should now know, did you do it on purpose? You didn't do it on purpose. So that's why it's the DNA, and the DNA is your highest, to your RNA, which is your lowest, your pheomelanin and your eumelanin. Now, eumelanin being that melanated skin, that's that dark skin. Pheomelanin is what fades out. They don't have any pigmentation in it. This is why melanin is, they've done this research since 1913, bro. So this is before the reverse engineering. So this is why frequencies, what? We don't talk about melanin. We ain't even there yet. So we're talking about how to get to your crown chakra, your spiritual and universal oneness, your metabolism. So this is why it's very important. If I can knock out a man, it's not by how I punch him. It's going to be through his manhood first. So now, no disrespect to any woman up here on this who's hearing it. However, I do got to go there. The way they said the Willie Lynch chip was put and created was to have the woman replace the man. And not only replace the man, knock the man out with the manhood concept, as in have the horse pull this man in four different directions and have it done in front of a crowd. So that way, when everybody sees him, this is the strongest man in the crowd. So that way, when that man is being broken down in front of everybody else, they call this the butt breaker. They do this so that no one will want to stand up to the oppression. So if our mentality is like this, we have a child like this, we broke that child's frequencies before they even got to get old enough to have a charge to their frequencies. These were batteries. So the more you get up, the more you're supposed to be getting a bull charge energy. But if wherever the head go, the body's going to fall low. So that means everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to fall low. I'm hoping you're catching all this. This is where the Black Madonna comes from. The Black Madonna. They done put it all over Ukraine, Moscow, all over there. This is why they want to get rid of it now. And they say, oh, wait a minute. Even though we ain't got nothing to do with them, they got these paintings in here that they got us in there. So it's like, wait a minute, don't want to destroy the paintings. Let's get these paintings out of the way first before y'all destroy everything out there. Because we need to still let everybody see their origin. Because maybe we don't see our origin. Do you know St. Nicholas? We were talking about Nicholas. Nicholas is Russian. He's a Black Russian.
More.
Peter the Great. He's a Russian. So they're showing you, which I'm going to go back to the Moore, even though we got to give them first where they know it from. Then we can go to the Moore side. Because, of course, we can get deeper on the melanin. First, I got to show you where it's coming from, because you're looking at it and you don't know what you're looking at yet. You know, just like Napoleon. He's a Moore. You know what I mean? Yeah, we got to look deep enough in the skin of the pigmentation that's been whitewashed. So if we don't see the whitewashing of it first, we might not see that. So now our frequencies do change when we're looking at pictures of history and we say, oh, in the late 1800s, they finally came in. It might change that frequency in your mind and say, wait a minute, did you say the late 1800s again? I thought they were in since before first AD started. No, they weren't. So this is where they rechanged 1860s and went all the way back there and changed it. That's how we know. Jumping into the future, or what was that, back to the future? How can you go back to the future unless you're erasing the present? You see? So they're giving you movies to give us a program that they're reprogramming themselves and whitewashing us while they're reprogramming themselves to look like the good guy. We're going to have to finally look like a good guy in front of somebody. So, yeah, to fight Ukraine, yeah, they're fighting themselves. But they're fighting themselves because they got to wipe out what knowledge that's been shown lastly about themselves so that now they can say, yeah, we're the superiors, and y'all don't know where we came from. So we can take claim
like
of everything out here. Yes. Go ahead, I said enough.
Okay, now I was just saying, agreeing with you, like Romanov, and kind of touch back into the Russia situation, like, and around that area, like I said, of what I was trying to say, when they had their war about acting on, when it was beeping it back in like 2014, when I went to go look up and do my knowledge and research, because, you know, every time I see a war, there's a cover up, because there's a term when you look into the military that's called the war theater. So everybody know this is an act. What they're doing, like you said, it's an act. It's a distraction. What are they distracting you from? Last time they was beefing, they found like a pyramid that was like over 3 billion years old underground. They was up there letting everybody know there's a fight, but they trying to, like you said, reverse engineer that technology. They're trying to tap on in, but they can't do it. And like you said, that beef over there, this is, it ain't, like older these bastards said, this ain't nothing new. This is something old and dirty.
Exactly.
What's going on over there? And it's the frequency. And like I said, these cycles always repeat themselves. Like, I look at it like the progression of the universe like a piano. You may have those 88 keys, but you're only setting octaves of 8 in the breakdown of 7 and 12. But I like to break down in 7 and 12. How you went to the 7 and 8, I'm going to go to a different mathematics schematic and use the 3 and 4 concept. 3 plus 4 equals 7. 3 times 4 is 12. Now, with your endocrine system, you have your 7 endocrine glands, and above that, 7 inches above those, which he already let you know, are your 7 endocrine glands. And then when you multiply that, you go into the 12 systems of your body, the 12 systems of the body, just to give a reference of you have your skeletal system, your digestive system, your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your immune system. You have the endocrine system. You have your epidermal system, and so forth. So it's a divine mathematical schematic and blueprint of yourself being a reflection of the universe, or better yet, the universe being a reflection of you because you're an extension of the universe of Allah, the arm, leg, arm, head. And to get to that, I'm going to go back to the book I used last time. I'm going to use code 304, no pun intended. The keys to the future luminaries are electromagnetic forces which affect the rhythms of life and the appearance and the extension of the species within the Earth's magnetic field. The higher evolution will give a better understanding of how electric forces alter biological rhythms and allow man in this consciousness time zone to receive whole life beings who will give instructions of the next ordering of the evolution of our universe. And that goes back to what Keith was saying earlier at the beginning, talking about these solar waves now. Dr. Phil Valentine and Dr. Jeb Blair warned us about this about 15 to 20 years ago.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's all there. Bobby Dunn told us that this is going to happen, but now is the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We always script it before it comes to manifest. We being did this every solar cycle. We got to go recreate our chronology, which is our evolution around the sun. But they want to use it and now switch it to the concept called time and everything else. Now we have chronology, not his story. We had our own story because we're the people of the sun, and we chronicled it. We didn't record it. We chronicled it. That's why you have the book Chronicles.
Absolutely.
About the chronology of the Sun people. And from Chronicles, you have the Quran.
Right.
This is the whole
thing. That's why you get the Quran. That's where you get the Coronas from. The Coronas, the Quran, the Kronos.
And
the Kronos was the Greek terminology. So they put the Ko or the Ra together. Now, K-O, you already know what K-O means, knockout. So I got to knock people out in a different way. Like they said with Adam and Eve, I had to make Adam go to sleep, you know. But Adam is the mother backwards. Adam is mother. So when we look at these aspects, we got to still, like you said earlier, look at what is the sweat, the 12 meridians in the body. How does these work? And how does these, once it's 12, what happens in a 24-hour of that 12? You know, because you say half day, and you also say half night. But the half night and day is
more
really 24 hours. Yes.
Was that another voice? Hello?
You're fine. Mark, let's go ahead and go to frequency and magnetism. You know, let's go ahead and rewind a little bit. So when it comes to frequency and magnetism, you know, we spoke a lot on frequency, Mark, but can you speak some on magnetism? What is magnetism? Why is it important? How does that relate to frequency?
Well, for frequency, you could say, is a certain measurement of the energy, and basically at the end of the day, all energy is ultimately magnetic. Even when you get down to what you call electromagnetic forces, electricity is slowed down magnetism, and the best way to explain that is condensation. And when you get a nice cold drink, and you see, and it starts to get that condensation, and the beads of water start to form on the outside of the cup, glass, or your soda can, your beer can, whatever you're drinking, whatever vessel you're drinking out of, that condensation, you can compare that to the process of magnetism, because those molecules, those actual molecules, slowed down so much that they became a solid form. So the electricity is more electronic and things like that, but it still comes from the same source, from the one. So you want to know which one it is, to where comparable, like I said, from wave to particle, magnetism might be the wave, electricity could be the particle. And then we get to understand the concept better. You have to take the concept of gravity out of reach. Gravity is a matrix code word to keep you entrapped in the concept that you're bound in, ultimately, because gravity, when you understand the concept of gravity and its definition, it's nothing but the definition of magnetism. So gravity ultimately is magnetism, a strong force of attraction between two bodies.
Okay.
And we all have magnetism because we're the human avatar was made to be a social being. We all need each other because we're all extensions of the one. We're all manifestations of Allah. And so to do that, we have to come together like a puzzle to form the big picture, because as individuals, we may have a piece of the picture, but we don't have the whole picture. That's why we each one teach one and have the concepts. It takes a village, things like that, because we're all in together now. Or as they say, we all we got.
That's right.
So without that communion, communion, anywhere you get the word from communion to community. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why we got to bring back this common union of magnetism between our people, because without that common union, we can never have a community. Which means we need to bring up the common union of our frequency. That's relative to us, and hold that standard. All the other, what you call nationalities, races, ethnicities of people, hold their standard of their culture. When are we going to do that and embrace our own and say, no, we're not going to accept other narratives
of what we
know who we are, and we're not going to take any other definitive outside of that frequency range that we define and measure and carry on.
You know, I was just on, and I love the elders and everything, and I respect them and everything, but I was just on Brother Rich's platform the other day, and Professor Smalls was talking live. And, you know, y'all, it is something about this whole Africa thing. You know what I'm saying? This whole Africa thing, this whole black thing, this whole, you know. So to answer your question, Mark, when are we going to get back, you know, to certain things and certain cultures? I feel that we will start to get back to that when we start to realize and know that, you know, not everybody is from Africa. We all did not come over here off a slave ship. We all aren't Atlanteans. We all aren't Moors. You know, we have many different cultures, you know, because I think that it's an inner confliction that many people have, you know, when they're like, okay, wait a minute, I'm not, that is not my culture, you know. So I think once we start to tap in soulfully, you know, whatever our culture may be, then there's a chance at it. But if we're sitting up here trying to sell to everybody that everybody is this one thing, I don't know how far we're going to get with that. Those are my thoughts.
Well, we got to go back to, because at the end of the day, lies complicate things. And we believe a lie so much that when we hear the truth, we think the truth is so simple that we overcomplicate ourselves in certain aspects. First of all, we called ourselves the children or the people of the sun. And the last time I checked, across this whole planet, the sun shines on the whole planet. I mean, we were the original people of the planet of the sun. And when you understand what I would like to call it solar culture and how we responded and correlated to the sun in nature, you'll find a unifying tie that unites us globally, even to the point where, oh, we want to be from Africa and things like that. But shit, let's go start up to Japan. Land of the rising sun. They had a motherfucking sun on their flag. I guess that's us, because, shit, if it's the land of the rising sun, and we're the people of the sun.
They create,
you know,
the sun, bro. You see the artificial sun.
Yeah, they're trying to create an artificial sun, and this is going into another lesson about the geoengineering of our, what you call, lighter Manchu Mongolian brothers and things like that through Genghis Khan, because almost basically what they saw on the continent of Asia, which is very vast, like actually 90% of the people have Genghis Khan's genes, which means that was a dirty dick nigga spreading his love around, the gift they keep on giving. However, through mutations and certain things, and also reverse engineering, they came a whole new dynamic. And why we say we got to bring back the old names and things like that, to where if I mention old names like that, a lot of people, because they've been so time warped and out of context, they wouldn't know the names. If I named Cafe, Cafe is an old name for China. That was a name that we named it in areas where, and that's where you get the name Kathy from. Or when you hear about Manchuria and things like that, we heard of Mongolia before, but all that was all, the Mongols were Tartars and all that, and old names like that. Genghis Khan's name was Temujin. The Mu meant more. And then one of his other conquering cousins was named they changed to Tamerlane, but his name was Timur. More right in the name. Now, I heard Genghis Khan was so ill with it, he had a high-sitting throne, and when folks like Marco Polo and all them would come up to go meet him, all the Europeans, he would make them all stand side by side in a row and walk on their heads. That, like, he was ill to wear. Another concept that we got to re-correct, because everybody wants to get into this too much Illuminati bullshit theory. They've been what they call, they had a more draconian form of government. Now, that's nothing ill. Draconian is that it means, like, if you were a kid and you lived under a strict church household, that was draconian. Don't do that. That's a sin. You can't go here. You can't go there. You can't have it. Like on our banging moms. You can't wear short dresses. You can't wear me. Draconian, strict, where law was swift, like back in the Wild West. If you killed somebody, they would hang you the same day. Draconian. It has nothing to do with some motherfuckers from space coming to go take your soul and other shit. It was letting you know that law and nature is swift and just, and it don't play. And so they wanted to enforce that. Yeah, things could be just, but if you broke the rules, you paid the price. Like, even in Sharia law, it's in the Middle East, in Islam and stuff. If you go out there and steal, they're going to chop off your hand. That's some draconian shit. You're going to face the repercussions fast.
So the Illuminati theories and the fact that, you know, we start thinking that these things are bad, you know, and I'm guilty too, you know, early on in my journey, you know, Queen Elizabeth, draconian, you know, so I wouldn't study it and I will always stay far from it, you know, and then something just happened to me and was like, no. You need to go into that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having fear or thinking that it's such a bad thing, like chaos and negativity and, you know, like I started learning how, you know, these things are indeed like the black light in essence. You know what I'm saying? So I went in head first and started to study, you know, within the abyss versus, you know, trying to shy away from it, you know, for all the theories and shit. So that's a very great, you know, thing for anybody that's listening. You know, just know that these things, how they teach us that they are bad things, what if this is our true power that they are trying to steer us away from? Now, Eternal, I know you've been trying to hop up in there. Go ahead.
Yeah. So just like what Brother was speaking on, we get a grand unified theory. Grand unified theory is what we call earlier what I was talking about, your gut instinct. Your gut instincts come from what we call the hypothesis of what most people know as hypnos or hippos. But this is where people go haywiring, living too near an airport or working in the inconsistent noise of a factory, office buildings that recirculate air and make extensive use of synthetic materials created an atmosphere depleted of negative ions. Though undetectable by the senses directly, this is an ultimately a vibratory phenomenon of the molecular structure level. And it is powerful, measurably harmful effects. People become depressed and irritable, tired easily, and lose resistance to infection. The subsonic and ultrasonic frequencies produced by a wide variety of machinery also exert a powerful and a dangerous influence. So much that the daily life of city dwellers today is technically a form of mild but persistent torture in which victims and victimizers are equally affected. The result is similar to that wrought by the deliberate torture. The spirituality strong recognize the challenge, meet it, and surmount it. The rest become brutalized, apathetic, easily swayed, and men are easily moved to violence or to condoning violence in which they imagine to be their interest. All this brought about by men professing high ideals but ignorant in the forces they manipulate. And to sum it up, man is the sum of principles that pervade and organize the universe. He is the self-perfecting product of the grand experiment that is organic life on Earth, embodying within himself the mineral, vegetable, and animal kingdoms. This body is the temple designed to permit him to carry out the rite of self-perfection, the only legitimate human goal. All other goals led to apathy or disaster, as is obvious for any daily newspaper. Man is a model of the universe. If he understands himself perfectly, he also understands the universe, because it don't have to be verse, as he said earlier. To the astronomy, the astrology, the geography, geodesy, the measure of rhythm, proportion, mathematics, that's what he said earlier, magic, medicine, anatomy, art, I could go on and on, etc. All are linked in a grand dynamic scheme. No aspect can be isolated from another and treated as a separate specialty or field without distortion and destruction. Now, if you say you are a teacher, right, and you taught history, that does not mean you're a historian. Did you get what I just said?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Say it again.
Stop right there.
Say it again. I don't think they heard you in the back.
I said, if you are a teacher and you are teaching history, does not mean you are an historian. You cannot be a historian. You got to be a historian teacher. You're going to be a historian who's teaching to other people. Yeah, but if you're a teacher, does not. It's just like saying an artist don't have to be a teacher. The teacher could be teaching art. Don't mean that they know art. They're the artist. They're not the artist. They just know art. You know what I'm saying? So it's a point of your profession now, today, in today's time, you have to be a confession to your profession. Otherwise, people are going to see you for who you really are.
If you're not a tarot
exactly.
reader like you're saying you are, you're gonna find we're gonna find out who you really are under that skin.
Yep.
The sheep's clothing, the wolf. Wolf is flow backwards.
That reminds me
so
of a phrase.
Right, say it again, brother.
I'll say what you just said reminds me of a phrase. Have you ever heard this phrase? Those that can do and those that cannot teach.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right, because they're letting you know if you don't have the ability, at least you know you have the ability to give it to someone. If you don't, if it's not for you to have the ability, it's for your ability to let somebody blossom their ability then. Get out the way, right, and let the mission still continue, because it's about continuum.
Yep.
I'm going to have to get out the way. I'm going to get my ego out the way. There's now my ego blocking. It's either you are blocking you or your ego is blocking. Nobody else is blocking you. So from your blessings, I didn't say you blocking my blessings. I'm not blocking your blessings. You weren't blocking your blessings. You let the tree hit you in the head, and you didn't move. That tree hit you right in the head, dead center, and your senses that you had since Revelations was sealed. And that's why you're still waiting on God or Jesus or somebody, Yahshua, to come rescue you.
The devil did it.
Oh, yeah, that was true. Yeah, the devil had to do it. If one God is the devil, you know. And if you say God is the devil, then that's another issue. Well, we might know that's the mixture of the two in the first place. That's why I said the gray is the most scariest thing on this planet, because being on the silver line, while you thinking black and white issues, you the most deadliest one that's going to destroy this planet. Just like what I just said about man is he is the example of what's going to happen to this planet. He's the AX. I'm going to put an X with an amp and an L. He's an example of what's going to happen to the planet. If you don't get his amp right and now show this woman how, you know, she's been showing him. He just forgot. He just didn't know. He ain't know. But now that he know better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you spitting some fire right there.
Let me share with y'all something. Dr. Phil Valentine, he was doing a lecture, and he said, I'm going back to magnetism now. He said when it comes to magnetism, there are certain magnets that you can literally buy that are powerful, and you can actually wear it on your body to deflect, I guess, you know, any kind of negative frequency, any kind of – he said that there are certain type of magnets that you can buy and wear it on your being at all times to counteract that negative frequency in which they try to use against us. Have y'all heard that?
Yes, and even to the sense that I'm going to actually go, now that you said that, check the web, see if their website is up to date. Dr. Deborah Blair was a big advocate of that, with the wearing of and use of diodes, magnets, and other things like that.
With
the technology things today, I was talking to, I'm going to go by his old name because I can't say his Facebook name. I'm stoned. But anyways, Dr. Zazel L., very powerful brother, he talked about this years ago, and I was speaking with him a while back about this whole 5G, ELF, electromagnetic frequency stuff. And he said with the certain dials, it was able to work with this new thing. It was able to disrupt it. So there are things, but at the same day, I want to get to this. With the wearing of the magnets and all that, that's why we wore jewelry. It wasn't about the bling. It was to sit there and enhance our body, even to a point where, like, when it comes up to us, like, all you're trying to create cyborgs and bionic men and all that other stuff, we had that natural technology. We could sit there and wear our talismans, our pendants, and our diadems and things like that, and they will protect us. Like, if you read Isis and Veil, they read accounts to where they're sitting there trying to shoot cannons and rifles in front of our niggas, all they had was our talismans and things from our ancestors to protect us and things like that, where there are jewels, magnets, things from the earth that were natural that kept us in line. We had a vibratory field that was impenetrable. They were trying to wonder why, and that's why they had to switch our way of thought through either religion or the new word I heard, I forgot who coined it, biocotirons. Now, when you deal with bio-coton bonds, it's like a trifecta thing to where with us today dealing with that dynamic, that trifecta dynamic, we as the so-called black people trying to think, pinpoint it to one cause to why we fail and why we do this. We think it's just one cause. While we also have the Messiah complex and think only one nigga can save us and he got to be pure like Jesus. And only there can only be one. I'm the Highlander type shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like that, you know? We understood the higher dynamic. Yeah. And we need to get out of that because it creates a very linear form of thinking. When we were rotary and we were all connected and to this the one, because everything came from one.
Yeah.
Once you separate yourself from that concept, ultimately you get all out of tune, you get all out of frequency, because it's one universe, like I say one time, or the univibes.
You know, it seems like hey, how you doing? It seems like that it's happening, but like it's gonna happen one way or another. You know, like we have no choice. We're getting back to that. You know, so that's what that's gonna be.
Yeah, it's getting back to it to where, like at the end of the way the dynamic is happening, to make an omelet, you gotta break some eggs. You know what I'm saying? When nature has its courses in evolution, it's not gentle. That's why even when we grow up, we have the term growing pains. A lot of folks, when they grow on their wisdom teeth and when they get older, that shit don't feel good. When babies are teething and growing, you see them crying, you got to put a numb gum in. Or there's some people, I have a little bit of brain in these gums to numb it out. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a great adjustment. Anybody walking the walk in their spiritual evolution of their soul, you're going to have your ups and downs like you do in relationships. Oh, yeah, quick question before I forget, since we were talking about melanin earlier in the frequency, which go in harmony with it. Have either of you read the book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Locke?
I have not.
Well, back around in the 50s, man, they had this black woman named Henrietta Locke, and she was, like, smart and stuff. But anyway, long story short, like, the book is about how, like, her family just got her melanin, her was able to get her certain essences of her and shit back after a whole bunch of years. But when you hear about why melanin can do all that stuff, it's because of Henrietta Locke. They sat there and dissected her body and extracted her melanin. That's how they found out melanin is basically an eternal substance to where her melanin is still alive today, which means she is still alive if her melanin is alive. They put her melanin in outer space. They tested it and did all the shit you could think, you could possibly think of while we got this reverse engineered shit that makes us think we're in the great age of today. You could blame it on the fucked up shit they did to her and testing her fucking melanin.
And they
did that back in the 50s because she's one of the ones who discovered, like, the property of melanin. Now, in these other, like, what they call occult books, they'll call it the resin oil, the oil from the lamp, and the great elixir, the philosopher's stone, and all these other grandiose terms when, and even in the Bible, the mustard seed, and other terms like that. When it was all saying the same thing, and that's what I'm saying, as a solar people, we had our terms, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the West Coast, we're going to have our terminology. Now, if you want to be in the gang world, okay, you're going to be, hey, what up, cuz? Hey, what up, blood? Or what up, hound? Woo, 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 woo. But it's still a greeting, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you get on the East Coast, hey, what up, son? What up, God? Peace, God. What's good? You know what I'm saying? But when we all get together, we all know that that's just a regular greeting. That's that. And that's back, going back to that solar thing. That's why even in the older text, the one thing to recognize one of another, it doesn't matter whether you were a Christian, Buddhist, whatever, Hindu, whatever, we always greet each other with the salutation of peace. Namaste. Shalom lekum. Salam ta. Shalom lekum. All that other stuff. It meant the same thing.
It meant the same thing.
So we didn't have to be. We knew, we as a people knew what it was, but because since we were a global people, a solar people around the solar system, and the solar systems that consisted of this star galaxy and star clusters that we call the universe, we had something to relate to where even the numbers and the math. Like, my people like to show all this UFO theory and things like that. When you see UFO groupings, and I think I mentioned it before, when you see the groupings, count the numbers of the ships and then see how they're aligned, and then go get you a motherfucking map of the stars and see what clusters they are, and then after that, go read Hebrew, and I'll go repost my solar Hebrew chart, and you'll see that there are alignments and patterns of star systems which match your neural patterns and DNA in your brain and in your, like I said, your DNA sequences, and form the, like, basically the lateral nodes for your nervous system.
Okay.
This is
you're trying to say some stuff in the background. What? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying the cult sites that what has been venerated is the sacred to the goddesses, and where we've been rededicated by the Christian church to the Virgin Mary, and the powers that has been belonged to the goddesses has been transferred to Mary. For the people who would not be separated from the millennia long devoted to the image, that's why these sites are coming up. That's why you're seeing it being in the crypt of the church or in the cave. The sacred wall, the tree or stone, which belong to the mythology of the earlier, we're going to know the mythology of the earlier goddesses, Isis or Sibyl or Minerva, the Roman Athena, which is worshipped far into the Christian era. So this is why you got a lot of what we call the star of the sea. Look at Mami Wata. There's another excerpt on Lady of Regla, R-E-G-L-A. And when you look her up, you'll find out that she's actually someone they made a festival about. And it's November 21st, 28th. So yes, that 21st to 28th. So they're using 7 days. They're using 7 chakras. And to explain it as a menstrual. That's why men put menstrual on their face, right? So I don't know what's going on, but we're like one to act like women, and we're putting ourselves more into that category. So this is why you got Peter as the swarthy Peter, the black Peter, got swarthy, right? Like Rudy, Rudy being like the redhead. They made a redhead reunion. Check that out. But if you know about the Irish kicked out the Moors. So this is why it is important to learn, you know, the storyline, so you won't keep repeating it. They say you're damned by you not knowing where you're going to because you keep repeating what you don't know. So if you look at Swarthy Peter has the black on his face, but that's the same thing as a menstrual. So now we call it menstrual just like blood. See, there's a difference of what's going on here. And we need to recognize if that's your goddess or that's your god, did your god or your goddess cause mischief to our people? And now we still celebrating this stuff? Because if you are, you're celebrating ignorance. And after a while, you're going to have to come on out of there. Our children are being born right now while you're in your ignorance.
Hey, that's deep how you brought up the Swarthy Peter. Hey, so I take it, you know about Swart Pete? Because you mentioned St. Nicholas early in the whole Santa Claus thing. Now, a lot of people don't know in the history who used to hang out with St. Nicholas and Santa Claus was a man named Swart Pete and stuff like that. And in parts of Europe, you could go type of Swart Pete. And Swart Pete, Swart means dark. Like the term black is a whole new term. Like if you wanted to explain to somebody that was dark, you would use the term swarthy. Even to the term, which is a double entendre, even though Arnold Schwarzenegger is prejudiced, he hates himself because this term Schwarzenegger means swarthy meaning dark and then nigger meaning black. Or nigga, he's basically Arnold Black Nigga. That's the English interpretation of his name, Arnold Black Nigga. So he knows what his heritage is to where the painting state of Germany is St. Maurice, but going back to Swart Pete and then Peter in the church and that whole thing where Peter is also Ptah Ra or the Petchi Sufu and why they named him the stone in reference to Saturn, but that's a whole other thing right there. You know what I'm saying? Going back to the keys of the kingdom and locking the white sign patterns of the brain, things like that, and the silver and gold, and why they have that in the Catholic Church, so that you know that's the whole brain sequencing. They got to come together, but they want to separate it, which is what they're doing. But that, yeah, but I was intrigued by what, like you said, about that version of the Swarthy Peter, and then how they flip it to where they know who we are, and they keep it to where Saint Swarthy Pete ended up becoming, if some people hear it, and if you ever watched the American Dad, and you seen that Krampus episode, Krampus is Swart Pete, but they try
Absolutely.
To make Swart Pete into a demon. Named Krampus.
Just talking about,
because.
Go ahead. Nah, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Because the whole concept of it is once again balance. If you was good, Saint Nick would lace you up. But if you was bad, Krampus would whoop your ass. At the end of the day, so you had a just reward. You could be rewarded. Huh?
Nah, go ahead. We think it's metaphoric. We think it's metaphoric.
It's also about the reward,
really,
because
how,
what you do and by your merits, you'll be rewarded justly. If you if you do things righteous, okay, Saint Nick's going to bless you. If you do wrong, Swart Pete's going to whoop your ass. The same concept of when you see them cartoons and the guy has a choice decision. You got a good angel on one side, a guy in the devil costume on the other. They're trying to see the light and left hemispheres of the brain and how you got to balance it out. Or like your brother man said earlier, natural. I mean, eternal, he said, you got to jump in that gray area. You got to walk that middle path. And narrow is the path in that gray area. And it's up to you
gray
to balance
area.
It out. Because not everything is always black and white.
Let's go ahead and begin to wrap up, guys. This has been a great, great, great podcast. Definitely appreciate you coming on, Mark. The feedback in the background, you know, they love us together for these podcasts. Last time it was powerful. It was powerful again this time. So, Mark, you're definitely going to have to come back more often. Our listeners love you. You know what I'm saying? So I got a few ideas for us already on the calendar. Remember July 23rd, you know what I'm saying? Going to be another powerful one. We're going to be talking about the history and stuff. But, Mark, being that this was part two in your idea, is there anything that you want to put a part of this podcast that, you know, you feel that it's very important for the world to know when it comes to frequency and magnetism?
Yeah, I'm going to give a little code in and break down the things like that to where the code and the frequency and the rhythm and all, because rhythm is a type of measurement of a frequency. Now, with the frequency of melanin and the components is of melanin, like each of us said, there are different types of melanin. And when you get into the carbon, what they call the carbon 14 element, to the negative electrons that rotate in the atoms for melanin, they have noticed that the electron disappears and goes somewhere, but then it reappears and they cannot find where it goes. So like how you said, they're trying to reverse engineer technology, CERN, all of this stuff. They're trying to find a new place to go. They're trying to go into a universe that they weren't created in that realm, and they cannot get entrance to on some gatekeeper level. That's why there's a gate between the fourth and the fifth dimensions and going to these areas, because we can come down from on high, but they cannot ascend. And yet there's mediums, and they're trying to find a medium, a.k.a. a media, to trap us as and use us as a stepping stool to launch themselves off, in a sense. But they can't do that. But when we wake up, there's a lot of things happening. But what they're trying to do is, knowing that they can't do it, they're bringing duality to where when you awake, you can awaken to this side or that side. That's why you see stuff in the comic books about superheroes and mutants fighting each other, supervillains versus superheroes. What you going to do with that energy inside you once it activates? It's not just going to be like, because, oh, I did my meditation and my crystals, I did it, right? I jump off. Man, I'm the motherfucking, like even the Bible said, God gives gifts with no repentance. So what you going to do when you activate? Are you going to go wild out and just do for self? Or are you actually going to be, like you said, we all in together now? What frequency are you going to be on? Are you going to be in tune or out of tune? Which comes to the word atonement. What tone are you on or at one minute? Are you at your place of oneness? Or are you out of atonement, out of tune, out of the univibe? That bad key to where if I was going to keep on the screen, let you hear the keys on the piano and you hear a chord, it's going to be harmonious. But if I just hit some random keys, it's going to be like, the hell is he doing? That's why Landon's going to play some Mozart. It's going to be that obvious. The line has been drawn in the sand. Are you going to sound harmonious? Or are you going to be dancing all off beat with no rhythm?
I want that.
All right. Eternal, do you want to add anything, you know, that you feel that may be important, you know, a part of the frequency and magnetism show? And then Mark just brought up a very important, we should have added rhythm in the show title, but he mentioned rhythm as well. So you want to add on to that? All right, Eternal is working too. 10 or 4. Yeah. Eternal's working too, so.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay. So do you want to add to that? Go ahead.
Yeah. The rhythm is dealing with the law of oneness, being able to know what oneness is. And we get this from the Middle Kingdom, 1700 BC. They had a typical sculpture of Neter Aset, a goddess of Isis that they speak of, holding her son Horus or Heru, proves beyond the shadow of doubt that the worship of a divine child and his holy mother not only existed but only was fully established in the Nile Valley, the culture long before any group could lay claim to this religious concept as their very own exclusive spiritual property. Now, we're talking about something from figure B, figure A, Old Kingdom, to figure C, the Late Kingdom, and this is 600 BC. We got the sister showing her with a Europeanized look. You got a cistern in her hand and a jar, like a vase, to like spread water or liquid in her hand. This is the same thing you know as the Statue of Liberty. This is how we know about frequency. It's the sun rays. The sun rays on their head has 7 rays. Those are frequencies, helping you learn your 5 base, your carbon, your 3, your triple black mother, melanated black Madonna. How did you have this copper tone skin end up being that same green color you look up there as the Statue of Liberty? Why? Because it's been oxidated. So we are knowing this as the symbol of our set. In the reverse, it's been looked at as Ursula for Sunday, the great-grandmother, Maria Ursula Suntile. And this is supposed to be this a different connection to another type of what we consider as a Moorish woman. Now, that's why we look at these things. We know that the word room, R-O-O-M, is more backwards. You want M-O-O-R-E to M-O-R-E, more. You want romance. Rome is more. You just didn't see it. So that's why it's important to learn the word. This word Rome is an explanation to your nationality, not saying that you are completely, utterly, just because you came from China don't mean you can't be a Moor. You are a different type of a Moor. There's still all these type of Moors. So this is the whole reason why the word Moor came up, is to show not just nationality, your nobility. Not to say that you black or you white. That's why the issues come about. The brain is not an evolved organ, which somehow accidentally over the eons generated a faculty we call consciousness. Rather, it was developed in order to receive and apprehend those aspects of universal consciousness. That's why I said we got to have a universal body. It is necessary for a man to perform his foreordained task. Someone already gave him this task to do. It's in his brain. It's already established. Just as the radio does not generate radio waves, but receives the waves already there. The nature of consciousness determines the structure of the brain. We're talking about frequency now. The nature of sound determines the structure of the ear. Fire, earth, air, rain. The nature of light determines the structure of the eye. So when you're looking at something, you have to see a reflection. That's why they said there should be no image greater than thee. Then they say, oh, no other image. See, this is why the one in the oneness changed. This is why Ogun is different now to other people. It looks like rape when it could be your diligence. So it's the point of how the perceptions change to the God and the devil is how the frequency also feel like it changed. Be more aware of your frequencies and how you free the queen and the queen of the seed. Because once you do, there's a chain that also you unlock. So now is it to the bee of rain in your brain as a reflection that you got? Catch the net. Know the internet. Not just the architect, but the architect. You the architecture. Ashe, Ashe O.
Awesome. All right, all right. Respect. All right, thank you, Tunnel. All right, guys, we'll go ahead and end on that note. Mark, we'll allow you to take us out. So thank you, guys. Join us tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. Let me see what we got tomorrow. I think we got some real good tomorrow. Let's see. What is this? March? Oh, yeah, we're doing statements on Brother Marvin Jones. Brother Marvin Jones, a very wise brother. We're going to do like a elevated concept of what heaven and hell may be. You know, are these realms of creation? I'll be in there. Are these realms of creation, you know, that we create for ourselves? You know, is heaven and hell just, you know, these kind of station ports, you know what I'm saying, that we go to? How many of our ancestors are trapped on these many different realms, you know, heaven, hell? All of these being just realms. How many of our ancestors have been trapped in the hell realm? How many of our ancestors have been trapped in the heaven realm? Who's to say that the heaven realm is all that good like we thought? You know what I'm saying? So we have some great lineups for you guys coming up. We're gonna revisit that 222 also. Brother Marvin Jones has a remarkable concept of 222. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a remembrance, guys. What is the remembrance? You know, how deep is that rabbit hole? But yet, in the essence of not their rabbit hole, but what about our very own rabbit hole? Aha! Aha! Maybe there's more than one rabbit hole. You know what I mean? So which rabbit hole are we choosing to spend our time, blood, sweat, tears, and energy? You know what I'm saying? What about the very rabbit hole of our own? All right, guys. Love you all. As you guys always know, we definitely appreciate you guys for joining us every weekend. Mark, just to let you know, we do this every weekend, brother. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever want to just call in and surprise us, you know, same time. We've been doing this for about 4 years now. You know what I'm saying? Same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I definitely, now with unfortunate and fortunate situations, have the time. You know what I'm talking about with that situation and everything else.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I could definitely be able to participate more with the program and everything else.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, go ahead and take us out as well.
All right. I'm going to use my WWF arena voice for this one. Oh, this Sunday, tomorrow on an S&M radio, where we're going to listen to with Dr. Martin and take on board, bring the best in championship influence and information. They're going to come with the belt and smack you in the face. And when they come, they're going to break. And all the maniacs in the enhancing of wearing this radio universe will know that this will be the chief champions. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Again, join us tomorrow as we're going to break down Marvin Jones on Heaven and Hell. And we got a few other things lined up for you this month on Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. We love you to life. And Prince is a great teacher, too, y'all. He knew. Prince was on. All right, guys. See you next time. Peace.
Peace.
1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on Earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause. and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases, and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am one song. Between. When language falls like a wound.